This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel confers honorary rank of Nepali Army General on Indian Army Chief Upendra Dwivedi. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli instructs government officials to change their working style to ensure good governance. And more than 40 people die after gunmen attack passenger vehicles in Pakistan. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has conferred the honorary rank of Nepali Army General on Indian Army Chief Upendra Dwivedi amidst a special ceremony organized at the office of the President in Sital Niwas yesterday. President Paudel, who is also the Supreme Commander of the Nepali Army, presented the insignia of the rank of Honorary General and a ceremonial sword to the Indian Army Chief on the occasion. Chief of Indian Army Staff General Dwivedi arrived in Nepal on Wednesday on the invitation of Nepal's Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdel. Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Defence Minister Manbir Rai were present on the occasion. There is a tradition of Nepal and India conferring the rank of Honorary General on each other's Army Chief since 1950. This is General Dwivedi's first official visit to Nepal after his appointment as the Chief of the Indian Army on the 30th of June. The Indian Army Chief is scheduled to call on Prime Minister Oli and Defence Minister Rai today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the government officials to reform the working style to ensure good governance. The Prime Minister's instruction came during a meeting of the Ministry-level Development Action Committee and the progress review of the first quarter of the current fiscal year of the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers yesterday. Prime Minister Oli directed the government employees to work in a bid to ensure good governance, control revenue leakage, alleviate poverty and enhance the country's image at the international level. The Prime Minister also called on the government authorities to work in a transparent manner with a commitment to developing the country. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says that the Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China will be based on the consensus between the ruling Nepali Congress and the CPN-UMO. Speaking at a press conference held by the Nepal Press Union in Thangadi yesterday, the Home Minister claimed that the Prime Minister's visit to China will not create any problem between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UMO. Home Minister clarified that there is no problem or disagreement between the ruling partners, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UMO. Home Minister Lekhak added that the agenda of Prime Minister's visit to China would be prepared on the consensus. The Health Ministry has asked the private medical colleges and government hospitals to release the details of their service fees. In a circular made by the Health Ministry, private medical colleges and government hospitals have been asked to release details of the fees on their websites or in an accessible way so that the service seekers would get information about the services. The Health Ministry has instructed the healthcare institutions to share the information about the surgery fees, types of all beds available, as well as the fees for radiology service and lab test. The Ministry took this step after it received complaints about health institutions charging higher fees to service seekers. The revenue collection in the first quarter of the current fiscal year has increased by 17% compared to the corresponding period of the previous fiscal year. As per the details on revenue collection presented in a meeting of the Finance Ministry yesterday, revenue of 323 billion rupees has been raised in the first 4 months of the current fiscal year. However, this is only around 80% of the revenue target set for the first quarter of the current fiscal year. The Finance Ministry stated that the revenue collection target in the current fiscal year is 1.41 trillion rupees. The target is nearly 34% higher as compared to the last fiscal year's actual revenue collection. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel instructed the relevant bodies to focus on resources and expenditure management to achieve the goal of revenue collection target. The Supreme Court is set to rehear the case related to the salary adjustment of civil servants. The full bench of Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Justices Kumar Chudal and Nityananda Pandey has granted permission to review the matter yesterday. Joint Attorney Govinda Khanal had sought permission to review the matter. The order for review addresses questions about the number of public servants to remain while adjusting the salary, required costs, the revenue situation and the additional expenditure the state will incur in the case of a salary adjustment. Similarly, the Supreme Court is set to rehear the dispute regarding the additional 20-meter standards for the river bank in Kathmandu Valley. The rehearing will be held after a full bench of Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Justices Kumar Chudal and Nityananda Pandey yesterday granted permission to the government to file a review petition against the previous decision. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has formed a task force to study the artificial shortage seen in airplane tickets and resulting excessive prices. The task force led by Joint Secretary Indu Khimire comprises representatives from the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Commerce and Supplies, and the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal. According to the Ministry's Joint Secretary and spokesperson Ramkrishna Lamichhane, the task force has been mandated to submit a report as soon as possible after carrying out a study over the air tickets purchased by passengers and the tickets being sold by airlines and the black marketing underway. After public complaints about the increased airfares, Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey on Wednesday directed the airlines operating international flights to provide their airfares rates within 24 hours. CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the people's representatives should devote their entire time to public service. At a meeting with the people's representatives in Abu Khairani Rural Municipality Office yesterday, Maoist Chairperson Dahal said that the people's representatives should work day and night for public service and make plans for pro-public jobs. Saying that he was familiar with the activities carried out by Abu Khairani Rural Municipality, Dahal added that other local governments should also learn from Abu Khairani Rural Municipality in their performance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 41 people, including women and children, have been killed after unidentified gunmen opened fire on a convoy of 200 passenger vehicles travelling through a remote area of Pakistan. The BBC quoted the area's deputy police commissioner as saying the vehicles were attacked as they travelled through the tribal district of Kurram in Pakistan close to the Afghan border. According to the police, 41 people were killed in the attack and an additional 16 more were critically injured, with the death toll likely to rise. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is an influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel confers honorary rank of Nepali Army General on Indian Army Chief Upendra Dwivedi. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructs government officials to change their working style to ensure good governance. And more than 40 people die after gunmen attack passenger vehicles in Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.